A new era in healthcare is beginning in Norman. The county is taking charge of a juvenile detention center in Tulsa. And the Osage Nation is offering free high-speed internet to some of its members. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, July 22nd. I'm Deborah Shar. The Norman Regional Health System is moving its flagship hospital to a new location off I-35 in Norman. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the facility will open this weekend.
The new location will change its name to Norman Regional Hospital, and starting July 29th, the original location on North Porter Avenue will become an urgent care clinic called Porter Health Village. On July 28th, patients at the Porter campus will be moved to the new location. The original location's intensive care unit, surgical services, and emergency department will move to the new location. Patients can also access emergency services at Norman Regional Moore and Norman Regional 9. Richie Split, the CEO of the Norman Regional Health System, told the Norman Transcript this expansion is what's best for patients. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Tulsa County Commissioners have taken over the Juvenile Detention Center. The move follows months of abuse accusations and noncompliance at the facility. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Max Bryan has this update.
The commissioner's move to oversee operations is a change from typical local juvenile bureau structures in Oklahoma. Usually, the district's juvenile judge oversees the center. But under Judge Kevin Gray, Tulsa County's Family Center for Juvenile Justice has been on state probation twice, is the subject of a lawsuit from 30 detained youth, and has had sexual abuse allegations against two detention officers. Commission Chairman Stan Solis said the State Office of Juvenile Affairs had no confidence in Gray and reached out to them to make the switch.
Otherwise, they were going to shut this facility down, which was a no-starter for us.
Solis said other counties in the state have taken similar action regarding juvenile detention centers before. In the months leading up to the meeting, commissioners reiterated that they had no direct authority over the center, although they were briefed on its conditions and made staffing recommendations. In Tulsa, I'm Max Bryan.
Commissioners also voted to appoint David Parker as director of the center. Parker oversaw Tulsa County's jail from 2017 to 2020. The juvenile detention center's previous director was fired in May. Some Democrats in Oklahoma are already pledging their support for Kamala Harris to be the next president. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ben Abrams reports party delegates will ultimately have the final say.
I personally am ready to support Vice President Harris immediately, robustly, and with everything in me.
That's Alicia Andrews, who chairs Oklahoma's Democratic Party. She was joined by several elected officials and Democratic Convention delegates at a news conference in downtown Tulsa on Sunday. While Andrews herself is backing Harris, she says delegates pledged to Joe Biden will vote for whoever they want at the convention next month. State Representative and Senator-elect Regina Goodwin joined some other delegates in saying they would back Harris. Oklahoma Democrats say they want to refocus the conversation to defeating former President Donald Trump. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
Osage senior citizens now have access to no-cost high-speed internet. We get details from Sarah Lisi with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
Osage seniors 55 years and older no longer need to struggle to connect to the internet. Now they can more easily partake in telehealth appointments, language classes, and tribal digital news from the comfort of their own homes. Osage Nation Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear says in a statement, the program's goal is to help citizens live healthier lives by providing access to critical tools. The no-cost internet access is 100 megabits per second. This speed is often enough for households of four people and for most internet activities. To be eligible, participants must have an active account with Osage Broadband and live within the tribe's reservation. They must also be enrolled members of the Osage Nation. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave Podcast from NPR.